I'm Annie Reese. This is Politico Dispatch, and this is Christopher Miller.
And I'm a reporter with the World and National Security team at Politico.
He's been reporting from the front lines of the war in Ukraine.
Just saw a bunch of debris, and it was this sort of like white siding on this farmhouse that had been partially destroyed, and there were scraps laying all around. And one of the soldiers actually pointed in front of me and said, you know, be careful, don't step on our Starlink. And it was the first time I'd seen one in the wild.
Starlink, Elon Musk's system of internet satellites, have become a crucial part of Ukraine's defense strategy.
It's very unassuming. They have some roundish ones and some rectangular dish ones. The Ukrainians like them because they're small enough they can pack up quickly and stick in the back of a vehicle if they need to move positions. And otherwise, you know, they stay there in the ground. And if you didn't know what they look like, or if you didn't have a soldier pointing it out for you, you might totally miss it.
On the show today, from artillery strikes to Zoom calls and even Call of Duty, how the tech billionaire's internet service has become a lifeline in the war with Russia.
The Ukrainians have known since 2014, when Russia first invaded, that the internet and communications were crucial to the success that they were going to have on the battlefield, the virtual battlefield, the literal battlefield. You know, so as Russia was building up its forces around the country ahead of February 24th, it had already reached out to SpaceX and made an appeal for these Starlink systems. And the digital minister of Ukraine, Mikhailo Fedorov, has been very vocal about the importance of having something like Starlink. He has led the digital drive in Ukraine to modernize all of Ukraine's government. And, you know, he is someone who had the foresight to recognize that these would be essential.
So ever since Starlink has been on the ground, how has it played a role in strengthening Ukraine's military power?
Well, you know, the Ukrainian military has been using, for the last 8 years at war, predominantly Soviet-era weaponry, and desperately needed and asked Western governments for modern weaponry and things to help bolster its powers and to sort of modernize its equipment. And it's getting some new Western weapons at the front line now. But one of the things that very quickly made a difference on the battlefield were Elon Musk's Starlink satellite systems, and specifically these white dishes that were brought into the country within the first days of the war. And they're now positioned across the front line in the south, in the east. They were used around Kiev in the battle for the capital here. And I got to see how they were being used on the front line last week when I visited at a really strategic point just south of the city of Izum in Kharkiv region. And, you know, the troops showed me just how these things were being used to target Russian weapons. Without these satellite dishes, they don't have communication with the outside world. That makes coordinating attacks and specifically getting coordinates for Russian targets very, very difficult. In some places, they have mobile phone access. But when you're that far out in eastern Ukraine, where the infrastructure has been destroyed, not only over the course of the last few months, but over the course of the past 8 years, it's really difficult to be in contact. But with the Starlink systems, they are able to make calls to their commanders in the rear, with leadership in the capital, Kiev, and to a really great extent, utilizing the connections provided by these Starlink systems to target and then fire on Western artillery. And they showed me how it worked while there, and we got caught in a bit of an artillery duel. And, you know, it did appear as though it was pretty effective.
Can you kind of paint me a picture of like the day-to-day of how Starlink is working on the battlefield?
Yeah, these Starlink systems, you know, they are a satellite dish. They need to be visible, and they need to retrieve a signal from the sky. And so, you know, that makes them vulnerable to Russian artillery attacks. And what the Ukrainians are doing are digging little ditches just a few feet below the surface and setting them inside of there, pointed up at the sky, allowing the dish to get a signal. This allows them not only to do things like more efficiently communicate with their commanders and other military leadership to discuss plans of attack and coordinates for attacking Russian artillery systems. But in their downtime, it allows them to communicate with their friends, with their families who are, you know, very concerned about their well-being on the front line. It also allows them to keep themselves busy and their mind off of the war when they do need a little bit of time to try to relax. There was a period of about 30 minutes where I was stuck in a root cellar in a home that had been abandoned by some civilians. And while we were down there, I was interviewing a couple of soldiers, and a third guy was sitting on his bed and playing a video game on his phone. And the link to that was provided, of course, by a Starlink system.
One thing that you've said in your reporting that I think is such an important point is how important information and messaging are in any conflict, obviously, but have been in this particular conflict, especially with Volodymyr Zelensky.
The Ukraine conflict is not just a conventional war where it's, you know, Kalashnikov rifles and, you know, firing bullets and artillery duels and heavier weapons and airstrikes. It's also a hybrid war. It's an information war. And, you know, the Ukrainians need to get their message out to the rest of the world. We've seen President Volodymyr Zelensky every night appeal to the West for help, for financial assistance, for military assistance. And to do that, he needs to be able to quite literally keep a line of communication open. There was a concern at the start of this Russian invasion that Russia might use its electronic warfare and cyber capabilities to attack Ukraine, take down its networks, and essentially shut it off from the outside world. And what Starlink has done is has provided Ukraine the ability to always be able to get its message out there, to always communicate with its troops on the front line, whether that front line is in the east or the south or around Kiev. And, you know, it's quite literally a bridge from Kiev to every corner of the world. And the Russians so far have been unable to take out that bridge.
And is it true there's sort of some mystery about how some of the Starlink systems got into Ukraine?
Starlink systems came in both officially and unofficially. You know, we know that some of them were purchased by the U.S. government and sent in here. Some of them were also donated, it appears, by SpaceX and Elon Musk. But there are other ways in which the Starlink systems have gotten into Ukraine. We know that there has been some crowdfunding and sourcing from Ukrainian volunteers on a very like local, you know, sort of ad hoc way to bring in those systems. What I've been told is that there's secrecy around it because right now, with no airports, with no seaports, there really is only one way into Ukraine, and that's by land from the West. And the Ukrainians want to be very careful about not revealing too much information about how really crucial weapons systems, humanitarian aid, and things like Starlink systems are getting into the country.
In terms of the actual technology, one thing that's interesting is Starlink really is more secure because of where it sits in the space orbit, right?
You know, part of it is that they are small and mobile, and also that it's this cluster of satellites that are up in space. It's not just one satellite that can be targeted that could have something go wrong with it. It's a cluster of multiple satellites that work together to beam this signal down to Earth. There's also something about the Starlink system and the man behind it, Elon Musk, that Ukrainians really like. Hmm. You know, he has been someone that for some odd reason, and maybe it's Ukrainians' obsession with tech and gadgets and the sort of tech billionaire mogul controversial nature of him that they like. I don't know, but there's something about, it's hard to put your finger on, but there's something about Elon Musk that the Ukrainians really admire and really like. I think they find the controversy surrounding him interesting and exciting. But more than anything, I think they like the fact that there is this billionaire, Westerner, tech guy who has provided a system to them. Mm. You know, this has been a real test of the Starlink system. I don't know that it's really been used in quite the same way as it has been on the Ukrainian battlefield. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, there's something about the Ukrainians liking the fact that they are, in a way, the guinea pigs for this system to operate in these kinds of ways. And, you know, for them, it's yet another sign of support from outside of the country. It's something that has been given to them. It's not something that Russia has, which is also something that I think the Ukrainians really like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you can walk around Kiev and you see Teslas everywhere. I have no idea how they get in here. You know, it must cost a fortune to buy them and have them shipped over or smuggled in. I really don't know, but the Ukrainians really love them.
Christopher Miller, thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you.
Today's episode of Politico Dispatch included music composed by the mysterious Breakmaster Cylinder. Be sure to follow Politico Dispatch if you haven't yet, and if you can, leave us a rating and review. It helps more people find the show. I'm Annie Reese. Thank you so much for listening.